This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
So a couple of weeks ago, the Victorian government announced the location of Australia's very first Pride Centre. It's going to be located on Fitzroy Street in St Kilda. The city of Port Phillip, who's
Along with the block.
Along with the block, of course, across the road. So the city of Port Phillip is actually with a successful bidder for the project by making a massive contribution of $13 million for a very substantial parcel of land. So to talk to us about this, we've got the mayor of the city of Port Phillip, Councillor Bernadine Voss. Good morning, Bernadine.
Good morning, Tess. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Good morning.
What a fantastic contribution, $13 million.
Oh, look, we're very proud that we actually pulled this off. It was something that, you know, the councillors and the whole city really were desperate to win. And so we put our best foot forward and we're very happy with the result, obviously.
So what were the drivers? Why were you so desperate to win this?
For a number of reasons. Because, you know, this opportunity came along and we did this because we believe that we have the right place and the right community for the Senate to flourish. And we do it because we know it'll change lives. And it was just so important to our council to be a part of this. You know, in St Kilda, for example, we have the most, the greatest number of same-sex couples that live, according to the 2011 census.
So is that
part
right?
Of our DNA.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Tess, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
So what sort of feedback have you had from the ratepayers, Bernadine, about this initiative?
Mostly it's been curiosity, so about how that $13 million has sort of been made up. But, actually, that hasn't been the most. Some of it's been about curiosity. Most people have just been incredibly positive.
Oh,
I haven't
absolutely.
Had any negativity, which is really testament, I think, to how great this decision was.
And, you know, SBS is currently showing this history of the gay pride movement. I'm trying to remember. It starts at Stonewall, and it's going through to the present day. So, you know, I reckon when they do the next series, St Kilda will be certainly the city of Port Phillip will be in the story.
Well,
it's an amazing story.
Right.
And, you know, but it's, again, one of the stories where you've got to keep the journey going, don't you? You know, it's not, you know, it's never kind of there. We're never there yet. And there are a lot of people who have issues that, you know, can really, really be supported through this kind of centre.
That's right. You know, there's, you know, for 22 years we've been running we've been contributing to the Pride March, which runs down Fitzroy Street. And so right since its inception, and I think that's the beginning, you know, of the symbol of diversity and inclusion, you know, that we've been all about. So, you know, it's right in our DNA, as I said before. So,
Bernadine, we've
and
just
we're looking
had a bit
forward
of...
to...
I was going to say we've just had some very positive feedback. A resident of St Kilda called Mark... He says, thank you, you've done what matters to me. He says that the city of Port Phillip has done absolutely the right thing for him as a ratepayer. He's very pleased to see that the money's being invested. So there's a bit of feedback for you that's come.
He's utterly thrilled, actually.
Utterly thrilled.
Which is
sorry,
fantastic.
I should have quoted
Mark,
correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's more that, you know, I mean, while, you know, we've really, you know, done it for the LGBTIQ community, it's actually a win-win for a lot of different things that we're sort of working on. You know, we're looking at a transformation of Fitzroy Street in itself. So so this is really the beginning of it, and we're going to... So we've obviously got the block going on. The ESPY has got new owners, and so that's going to be, you know, starting up again. And so we're just looking at a whole new future going forward. It's incredibly exciting. You know, we've got terrific public transport that goes there, and it's right on the beach, and you know, you couldn't get a better place for it, in my view. So
So in your media release, you said that you expect that this investment will return $46 million in socioeconomic benefits back to the precinct over the next 20 years. How do you calculate that? What's that made up of?
Well, it's actually a model, like a quite a well-known model that's used. But essentially, you know, benefits over the 20 years will include things like new jobs, new local jobs during its construction phase of just the Pride Centre, let alone all the other things that will be going on. We anticipate an increase in the daytime trade. At the moment, it's very much a nighttime trade down there, so we factor that will change quite radically. So the existing retailers will turn over and they'll change. There'll be lots of volunteers housed at the Pride Centre. We'll have visitors, tourists and shoppers in Fitzroy Street that are each day are drawn to, you know, a much more safe and vibrant destination. That's and right. Also just because we have a more diverse mix of retail and other businesses, you know, for locals.
So, you know, if you go to Castro in San Francisco, the whole kind of precinct has, you know, really kind of taken up the inclusion theme, and it really is a destination for tourists when they go there, and you know, it's a great model, and hopefully you're right, as the street's reinvigorated, you'll actually have the Pride Centre really as the anchor, and you know, the other retailers really getting on board with you know, the whole message of diversity and inclusion.
Well, I think the actual building itself, it will be purpose built. So I think it'll be, I imagine it'll be quite a statement, and obviously it'll be highly accessible, versatile, and in that prominent location. Mm. So it will affect everything around it.
Mm. So what's been the response in the strip amongst some of the neighbours and the other retailers?
That's been really interesting. So they that along with obviously the Gatwick changes at the Gatwick has really invigorated locals, retailers to just, you know, get out of the dumps, if you like, and just feel like they've got another new opportunity here to sort of change everything, which they've all been wanting to do. And obviously we've been trying to do that for a while with them, with changing the streetscape, putting, you know, all sorts of things. But now they're getting on board and just embracing this new chapter. So, you know, it's going to flourish.
And Joy, of course.
It's going to be great.
Well, Joy will be there, and we'll be speaking a little bit later on with the board chair to talk about what that means for the station.
Mm, absolutely. Great new opportunity with fantastic facilities.
Bernadine, you'll be able to just sort of walk around the corner and do the interviews in the studio rather than on the phone.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
So there's going to be a lot of construction on Fitzroy Street, and of course with the Gatwick redevelopment. So, you know, you're going to have to get people on board with that. How are you planning that?
That's right. Well, we know with the block in particular, this will be the fifth time they've been in our city. So we're really used to working together, and we get the best sort of situation for the community around with how that we work together with them. So we've got no problems there, you know. And I'm sure that we'll have the same relationship with the Pride Centre development as well. So everyone can work together, and I'm sure that'll be absolutely fine.
So some of the criticisms that I've heard are about the location, that it is not very central to Melbourne. For people who live on the other side of Melbourne, it's very difficult to get to. For people who...
Haven't they heard about the tram?
For people who live in the country, it may be difficult to get to as well. What's your response to that?
I think it's pretty centrally located. So if you take... Well, the measure of is it Glen Eira? That's the location.
The geographic centre for Melbourne. It used to be the corner of High Street Road and Warragul Road. So you're pretty spot on around that space, yeah.
So it's much closer, you know, to the city than Glen Eira.
The demographic centre, actually, I meant, not the geographic, the demographic centre.
Yes. So that's all been looked at, as I believe, by the Pride Centre Board. And I think given the transit, there are so many trams that, you know, run along there, 3A, 96 and 16. That's just even along Fitzroy Street, let alone the other trams. Oh, it's 96, did I say?
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
You know, so...
Which will take you right out to RMIT, in fact, the 96.
Yep. It will, and obviously everything sort of comes right from the centre of the city as well. So it's very accessible, and particularly if you're on, you know, the eastern and southern side of Victoria, for example, it's easy to get to. And we've got the bus that comes straight from the airport, direct.
That's it does too. The new Skybus.
The
Skybus. So that makes it very easy and basically just drops off about a block away from there. It's quite accessible, and you know, but there's also lifestyle and as well. So given it's quite near the beach, and you know, there's a lot of great things going for it.
But that's fantastic. So we're going to see a major rejuvenation of the area. There's also a couple of car parks out the back, which, from what I understand, can get a bit seedy, and all sorts of deals are done there, both during the day and at night. Have you got any plans around those sites, the sort of Jackson Street car parks?
Yeah, that's right. Well, one of them will be, you know, the side of the Pride Centre. So
yes.
So that will go. And the other one... there's also a council-owned car park. So we have had a history, and certainly entertainment precincts do have a history of, you know, antisocial behaviour. So that's dealt with by the police. But we're extremely happy with how the CCTV trial is going. And with the resurgence of Fitzroy Street, I think you'll find quite a different, demographic sort of just... being there. So I think it'll change.
Well, I'm looking forward to that. Congratulations on what is a fantastic investment. The reception at a local level has been great. I think the LGBTI communities have very warmly received this idea of the Pride Centre being in St Kilda. And very clearly you've got a nice historical connection. So if you think about the history of the LGBTI communities, yeah, it was really very much centred around that part of Melbourne.
Absolutely.
So you've got some...
And Pride March being there for
course,
so many years,
of course,
et cetera.
Of course. So thank you very much for your time again, Bernadine. Congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. Like, this is a win for the whole community, and so we're very excited, and we don't think there could have been a better decision made. So very excited about it. Thank you very much, Taz and Bronwyn.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.